Hour number two of the program, Chris Thomas Tonight Turtle. We continue to react to the news that Caleb McGarry had to be carted out of practice today, and we are awaiting results of an MRI to determine the extent, if there is one, of his injury. Poll is up. Go vote at CT Tonight 929 and give the account a follow if you haven't already. That is our brand new show account for all things Chris Thomas Tonight. It's where we post our podcasts, our polls, our interviews, everything you need. If Caleb McGarry has to miss time, does it change your expectations for the Falcons? Yes, he's too important, or no, next man up. Go and vote. Oren, before we get to Braves True False.
Yes, sir.
I just saw something on TV that caught my eye.
Go ahead.
As a father, I wanted to ask this of you. So, as you may or may not know, it is that time of year, one of our favorites, the Little League World Series.
Williamsport.
Is going on in
Full
Williamsport.
Effect.
Yes, that is correct.
Getting close to the end. I think the international finals in America, they're coming up really soon, like this weekend.
Yep. So the Chinese Taipei squad is playing Venezuela. And they go to the crowd, and there is a young Venezuelan mom swaddling a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to think, Oren, when did you first start taking your children out in public?
Because
that child was very young. That was a baby that she was swaddling. And that is a loud, hot environment for a baby to be in. So I was just wondering, like, when is it appropriate or not to take out your child?
It's at the discretion totally of the parent. I would say that because you know the environment that you're going to be in and you know all the precautions to take and all that good stuff. We took Franklin out for the first time. Ooh, maybe when he was in a crowded, I guess, in a crowd type setting.
Yeah, because she was in the stands.
We took him to Porch Fest in Oakhurst in September. So he might have been.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's basically, it's a collection of houses in a neighborhood, and they'll have live bands play in front yards. So you just kind of walk around from house to house, and there'll be a band playing.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, somewhat of a famous band, or it could be
all different genres, rock, funk,
or it could
blues.
Just be a bunch of people just jamming in their front yard together. So
that's cool.
But yeah, you just stand in front of somebody's house and you listen to them play a few songs, and then you just sort of move from house to house. You go from house to house.
And he was how old at this time?
He might have been a month. I think he was a month, maybe just over a month.
And how long did you stay? Like, how long was your outside adventure for?
He stayed. Maybe we were out there 2.5, 3 hours.
So I was going to say, these games are, you know, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You would think. I don't know how far how far is the walk back to the car, if you got to do that.
We stayed out for, actually, maybe more than 3 hours. We stayed out for a good amount of time. We had the stroller, and we were content with him, if he wanted to pass out, just pass out in the stroller, you know. It wasn't an overly hot day. It was relatively cool. It was September, so the weather wasn't that big of an issue. We were cool with that. Henry, a little different. Our first outing with him, because we were kind of stir crazy and just being in the house, I guess. So we took him and Franklin to Fernbank, and Henry might have been maybe 2.5, 3 weeks old.
Well, you had experience under your belt at that point.
Yeah, we did. We took him out, and we did a little bit of a walk, but it was just too hot for him to be outside for that very long, so we brought him back inside. But it just, same thing with Franklin. He was in a stroller, and we just sort of wheeled him around, and like a good couple-week-old baby, he slept, and then when he was hungry, he let us know, and we fed him and changed him, and that was it.
Yeah. So mama in this World Series game, as long as she had a game plan, she was probably all
right. In those places too, you come prepared. Hopefully you got some headphones if things get too loud.
And you would think it's the Little League World Series, so maybe they even have some accommodations.
Yeah, some accommodations, but there is a checklist for example, we took Franklin to July a fireworks show for July 4th. And in the bag, it was snacks. It was a change of clothes. It was diapers / pull-ups. It was headphones. It was books and toys. So you come prepared. You know what to do when you take your child out. There's a checklist of stuff that you, hey, make sure that's in the bag. Make sure that's in the bag. Make sure that's in the bag. And as long as you got your supplies and stuff like that, if your kid is generally being out there outside and whatnot, then, man, there's no problem.
You roll with it. All right, cool. Yeah, yeah. That just caught my eye, and I was like, I'm not a parent, so I don't know how the baby would act, but I know O has a couple of kids, so.
We never really had. Franklin is such an outside kid anyway. If we're outside somewhere, he's cool. Just the fact that we're outside. Now, there was one time we went to last Father's Day. We went to a Braves game, and it was super hot. And my wife, it was one of those things where she wanted to do something nice for me, so we went out for Father's Day. But hindsight, she thought, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have gone. It was way too hot out there. We kept him cool the entire game. No, we fed him tons of ice cream, which was great. He liked that, and Dippin' Dots and cold drinks. So he was all right. But it's just, yeah, this Atlanta heat, sometimes you got to watch out because it'll sneak up on you real quick. And next thing you know, you got a child out there who is uncomfortable, and you are very far away from any means to get that child back home quickly.
And then you are at the mercy of his screams.
Yes.
And that is not a place any of us want to be.
It just got weird. You get weird looks from from passerbys and other folks. You can't take care of your kid. Hey, leave us alone. We're good. We got this.
Speaking of the Braves, we have a couple of minutes here. Let's squeeze in a couple of true-false questions. All right, oh, we only got a couple of minutes here. Give me your best two. We'll save the rest for later.
All right, true or false? Austin Riley, with that abdominal muscle that's still hurting, he sits out for the rest of the season.
Oh, true. Does he have an oblique too? Maybe a knee?
Something like, he's going to a sports hernia specialist.
Yeah, maybe they find a kink in his neck. Whatever they need to do to find out, quote unquote.
Get a full body scan,
yeah,
Austin.
Exactly. Just. We don't need
Take
to see
as
you.
Much time as possible.
I have been pounding the table on this. I know there's player association implications. I know. But I don't need to see Strider, Acuna, Riley. I don't need to see any of these guys play at all the rest of the season. No. So true.
Michael Harris is four home runs away from the season lead on the Braves. And another four RBIs away.
20, right?
Yeah, 20 is the season high. 20 is the high
That's
right now
so
for the Braves.
Sad.
72 RBIs right now with Matt Olson. So he's got 68 RBIs and 16 home runs. True or false, Michael Harris at season's end is the Braves' home run and RBI leader.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how could he not be at this point with the way he's playing? I mean, the only thing that's going to slow him down is himself. If he gets back into bad habits, that's it. That's the only thing. So, Oren, I'm going to say he finishes, yeah, and you go into next year feeling really, really good about it. All right, we'll get to those other questions a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, what is going on in Dallas? We play them on Friday. Are they going to have Micah Parsons by that time back in the fold, or what's going on? We'll check in with our buddy Bobby Belt of 105.3, the Fan in Dallas, to preview the game and also what's going on with Micah Parsons. Don't go anywhere. It's Chris Thomas Tonight Turtle with you till 10 o'clock.